弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
真的很感谢主啊，可以在这边和你们一同敬拜神。
I'm really thankful that I can worship our God together with you here.
那刚刚在这首诗歌里面
，The song we just sang.
第四节里面讲到
，Verse four it says.
他说在此阳光永远普照。
Here the sun is always shining.
在此天色常蔚蓝。
The sky is always bright.
灰暗圣徒在此无处可容身。
There's no place for gloomy Christians to abide.
因我魂中喜乐常满。
For my soul is filled with music.
我心常感神喜悦。
And my heart with great delight.
我是活在哈利路亚这一边。
That I am living on the hallelujah side.
真的我们是属于主的哈。
Yes, indeed, we all belong to the Lord.
上个礼拜五。
Last Friday.
那我比较早回去。
I returned home earlier than usual.
所以我就去运动了一下。
So I went to exercise.
在傍晚的时候，那边走边思想的时候，当我想到主的时候。
And that was in the evening time, and I was walking and meditating upon the Lord.
哦，心里面就很喜乐。
And just by doing that, I was filled with joy.
哦，觉得神实在是非常的美好。
And I really felt our Lord is so good.
那他在我的心里面好像就，好像有很多的那种话在我的里面。
And I have so many words seem to come from the Lord in my heart.
当然不是那种很清楚的言语。
I won't say he made a very clear speech.
但我知道就是说啊，主在我的里面，让我心里感受到很喜乐。
But I could sense that his presence was with me, and I was so happy.
今天在这边就是为主做见证。
This morning I'm here to witness for the Lord.
就是把最近主在我身上做的一些事情来跟弟兄姊妹分享。
To share with you a few things that the Lord has done in my life recently.
实在也是让我们可以更多的来认识我们这位宝贵的主。
In the hope that we can all come to this, know this precious Lord even more.
今天的主题我原本写的是耶和华我的上帝。
And originally I gave him the theme Lord my God.
英文的词汇呢，让我可以更知道，就是说，原来他是讲到说主我的上帝。
And it means Lord my God.
所以呢，就让他更。简单的一点，那我就定了今天的主题叫做神我主我的神。
Therefore, I'd like to share with you this theme, the Lord my God.
我觉得我们的神真的是很好的一位神。
Because we have such a wonderful God.
我不知道在你们的心中，神在你们心里面的形象是怎么样的。
And I don't know what kind of image you have about God in your heart.
我相信你我对神的形象应该是一样的。
And I believe we have very similar image.
因为我们是真正的认识他。
Because we have come to know him.
有一次呢。
There's one time.
那当我思想到就是说神在我里面到底是怎么样的一个形象。
When I try to think about what kind of image God possesses in my heart.
我不知道你有没有听过就是说当有一天你去面见神的时候。
I don't know, have you ever heard? One day when you go to see God face to face,
神会把你一生的作为都展现给你看。
God will project to you everything you have done in your life.
不知道当那一天发生的时候，你心里面有什么样的感受。
And I wonder how we would have felt at that moment.
你会不会觉得你很畏惧。
Maybe we'll be filled with fear.
会不会觉得哇，拼命发抖。
And we maybe would be trembling.
可是当我想到一件事情的时候，我的里面突然放松下来。
But I get quite relieved when I thought about this one thing.
如果我面对的神他是一位法官的话，
If my God is nothing but a judge,
那他手上有我一卷的录影带。
And he has like a, for example, a tape that's filled with my stories of life.
这卷录影带里面全部是我为非作歹的记录。
And it's nothing but all the wicked and wrongdoing records in my life.
那这个法官呢，他要问我了。
And the judge will ask me,
你有没有做错事?
Have you done anything wrong?
那如果我诚实的话，我就跟他讲。
If I'm honest, I would say,
yeah, 我做错事了。
Yes, I made a lot of mistakes.
那我必须为着我所做错的事付上一些代价。
And I must pay for the price of my mistakes.
那这法官就说，好，那你既然承认错了。
And the judge may say, okay, since you confess,
那你必须付上你的代价。
Then you are due to pay.
那这卷录影带就放在一边去了。
Then he may set aside the tape.
因为你已经承认。
Because I have committed. I have admitted.
你也付了代价。
And I'm willing to pay for the price of it.
好，那如果呢，今天 同样一个法官，那我还是站在他的面前。
But if in another situation, same judge, same me.
那他就问我说，哎，张顺宗，你有没有做错事？
When he questioned me, have you done anything wrong, Stephen?
我说没有。
I would say no.
他说确定。
Are you sure?
好。那下一次我们再来 做一下，我让这些、可能检察官之类的去收集一些证据。
Okay, now I have all the DA to collect more information and evidence.
好，下一次又开庭了。
And then I appear in the court again.
那他再次问我，张顺宗，你有没有做错事？
When he questioned me again, have you done
anything
wrong?
我没有罪，我没有任何的罪。
If I said no, I'm innocent, I'm not guilty.
那法官就显出他手中的这卷录影带。
Then he will show me the tape in his hand.
他说，这卷录影带里面有你胡作非为的事件的记录。
He said all the wrongdoings are recorded in this tape.
那我说我不相信。
And if I challenge him, he says I don't believe it.
我不相信我有任何的罪。
I don't believe I'm guilty of anything.
那很可能就这个法官就说，好，既然你不相信，我就把这卷录影带在陪审团面前放给你看。
Then he will be forced to show me the tape in front of the jury.
那我说我还是没有罪，你就给我看好了。
If I insist on saying yes, I'm innocent, show me the tape.
Yeah.如果神的形象是一位法官的话，
If our God is like a judge,
其实当我们来到他的面前认罪的时候，
Whenever when I come to him and I confess I have sinned,
其实我知道我们的神万事他都知道，
I know God knows all things,
可是神有更好的一个形象，
But he is more than just a judge,
他是我们的父母，
He is our father,
在天上的父，
He is our father in heaven,
今天呢，另外一卷录影带，
And he has another tape,
其中记录的是我在这世上所有的真善美的事物。
Which recorded all the good doings I have in on earth.
那同样这卷录影带也跟着我。
And so he has two tapes in his hand.
那我就到我父亲的面前。
So what I do is I'll go to the father.
我让他选择。
And ask him to pick.
你想看哪一卷？
Which tape do you like to see?
我相信一位仁慈的父亲，
And I believe this loving father,
他更喜欢看的是我手中所做的那些真善美的事物。
He prefers to see more of my good doings.
所以当我想到这里的时候，
And when I thought about that,
神到底是可畏的吗？
I would say, is he a fearful God?
如果我们是真的是敬畏神的话，
If we truly have reverence for him,
我相信我们对神会有更深的认识。
And I believe we will know him even more.
他实在是爱我们。
Because he truly loves us.
所以呢，他为我们付了重价。
So he paid the great price for us.
赦免了我们一切的罪。
So that we are forgiven.
如今我们跟他有一个更好的关系。
Now we can have a better relationship with him.
这是天父与儿女的关系。
Which is the relationship of the father and the son.
所以他更愿意与我们一同享受。
And he's willing to enjoy it together with us.
我们在他面前所做的好。
All the good things that we have done for him.
所以早上透过生命记、这段经文。
And this morning through the passage in the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第十一章。
Chapter 11.
可能我们平常很少读旧约。
Maybe this is the book that we really read.
早上的话我们可能会读很多的生命记。
And this morning we may read quite a few passages in this book.
那我请弟兄姊妹先翻开圣经。
So I'd like to invite you to open up your Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11.
那当我们、念完这几处的圣经。
And after we finish these passages.
那实在就是、也是在神的面前还是做这样的见证。
And I will continue my testimony.
那我相信神真的是帮助我们能够 更能够来亲近他。
And I believe the Lord can help us to come close to him even more.
生命记十一章第一节到二十八节。
Let's read from verse 1.
我们不是要读，我们就是可能要来看这一段。
Oh, we are not going to read it from verse to verse, but we're going to read this passage together.
那早上我有三个重点。
There are three points here.
第一个重点讲到就是说我要爱主我的神。
First is that I will love the Lord my God.
那第二个重点讲到就是说我要见证主我的神。
And the second point is that I will testify to my God.
那第三个重点讲到我要纪念主我的神。
And the third point is that I will remember my God.
那第一个呢是讲到就是说、我要爱主我的神，讲到我过去的一个经历，然后我在他的面前的感恩。
And when I talk about the first point, I will share with you my thanksgiving for my experience before him.
那在经文里面我们会看到就是说看见经历及回应。
And in this passage, we realize to see His doing, to experience His doing, and to remember what He has done.
我要见证神主我的神的时候，这段讲到就说我们今天的征战。
When I'm testifying for the Lord, I will tell you the battle we face today.
特别就讲到就是说听命、谨守及遵行。
We have to listen and we have to keep His command and we'll follow it.
那第三个就讲到就是说我要纪念主我的神的时候，讲到我们将来的盼望。
When we talk about the third point that I will remember my God, the Lord my God, we talk about the hope for the future.
那同样就是讲到就是说思念、教导跟永远的。
And we will consider that we will ponder upon the Lord and concerning His teaching and the remembrance forever.
那我们就来看《生命记》第十一章，先看第一节到第七节。
Let's read look at the first seven verses of chapter 11 here.
我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
你要爱耶和华你的神，常守他的吩咐、律例、典章、诫命。你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道，也没有看见耶和华你们神的管教、威严大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，并他在埃及中向埃及王法老和其他全地所行的神迹奇事，也没有看见他怎样带埃及的军兵车马。他们追赶你们的时候，耶和华怎样使红海的水淹没他，将他们灭绝，直到今日，并他在旷野怎样带你们，以致你们来到这地方，也没有看见他怎样带流便子孙以利亚的儿子大亚比兰地，怎样在以色中间开口吞了他们和他们的家眷，并帐篷与他们一切的活物。唯有你们亲眼看见耶和华所做的一切大事。好，这段的经文呢，一开始就讲到你要爱耶和华你的神。
In the beginning of this passage, it says, "Love the Lord your God."
为什么要爱耶和华我们的神
？Love the Lord our God.
因为我们有这样的经历。
Because we have experienced Him.
其实我们也看见。
And we also have seen.
所以我们对神有了一个回应。
Therefore, we have a response to this love.
以色列百姓。
The people of Israel.
那他们出埃及。
When they left Egypt.
所以呢，他们看见一件事情。
Because they saw something.
那在这段经文里面，他们看见什么事？
And according to this passage, what did they see?
当他们出埃及的时候，遇到红海的时候
，Because when they left Egypt, they came to the Red Sea.
在他们眼前，他们看见一件最奇妙的事是什么
？And right in front of their eyes, they saw something so marvelous. What is it?
对他们看见红海分开。
They saw the Red Sea parted in front of their eyes.
我想这是一件非常奇妙的事。
And I would think that's something very amazing.
就算行在今天的话，我们也会觉得很奇妙。
I believe we would be very amazed if it happened today.
那看见是一回事。
But to see something is one thing.
那经历呢是另外一回事。
To experience is another thing.
如果今天我们看见红海分开了
，If we see the Red Sea part right in front of our eyes today，
那我们还站在原地的话
，Yeah， we're still standing where we are。
请问会有什么样的结果
？And guess what's the result？
我们还是在这里。
Then you are still at this side of sea。
那我们永远没有办法过去。
We will never go through it。
我们没有办法经历到过红海那种感觉是
怎么样的一个情况。We will never have the experience of passing through the Red Sea.
所以我们看见之后，我们必须要有一个经历。
Therefore, after we see something, we have to experience it.
所以当我们过去之后
，Therefore, after we pass through the sea,
这样的经历告诉我们一件事情。
The experience will teach us one thing.
那是神的作为显在我们的身上。
That is that the work of God has been upon us.
所以我们回头一看的时候
，So when we look back，
我们发现仇敌竟然在红海里面。
And we'll discover, you know, my enemies is drowned in the Red Sea。
我们里面会充满感恩。
And we'll be full of thanksgiving。
我们对神的爱会就是回流出来。
And naturally, our love for the Lord will increase and reciprocate。
可是如果今天我们看见我们不做任何的事情
But in another hand, if we saw something but we don't go through it,
那这是一个很可惜的事情
And that would be a pity for us.
所以神对仇敌的作为
Therefore, the work against our enemies by our God
那是把红是把分开的红海淹没在他们的身上
is to drown them after the parted sea.
所以当我在这边看到的时候我就看到就是神对 他的儿女做奇妙的事情把红海分开了。
So what we see here is that God did something marvelous for his children, which is to part the sea.
所以圣经在出埃及记十四章这里讲到
Therefore in Exodus chapter 14 it says
16节到17节
verses 16 to 17
那神对摩西说你举手向海伸杖
And the Lord told to Moses, just raise up your staff toward the water
把水分开
And then parted the sea
以色列人要下海走干地
So that my people can walk on the dry land
我要使埃及人的心刚硬
And I will harden the hearts of Egyptians
他们就跟着下去
So that they will go in after them
我要在法老和他的全军车辆马兵上得荣耀
And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army
所以神的儿女得到保障
Therefore in one hand children of God are protected
仇敌呢就是得到神的那个报酬
And enemies are destroyed by God
神呢他自己得到了荣耀
And God himself will be glorified
那同样的在这段经文里面就是申命记十一章第一节刚刚我们念的第一节到第七节
And in the passage we just read
还有另外一个事件
And there's another event that occurred
那特别就讲到就说流便的子孙以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰
Talk about Dathan the sons of Eliab
那他们在那里呢也有一件事情是非常奇妙的
Something actually very marvelous happened as well
那今天如果我们看到的话我们也会觉得非常的稀奇
If we witness what happened we'll be so amazed as well today
就是地开了
Which is the earth opened on them
那这个地开了呢那也是一个很稀奇的事
And when the earth opened its mouth that was something very amazing
所以圣经民数记十六章三十节就记载
Therefore it's recorded in number 16
他说倘若耶和华创作一件新事
if the Lord Jehovah performs something new
使地开口
which is to let the earth open up its mouth
把他们一切和一切把他们和一切属他们的都吞下去
swallow them and all their belongings alive
叫他们活活的坠落阴间
so that they will go to hell directly
你就明白这些人是藐视耶和华了。
Then you realize this is a group of people that despise the Lord.
所以当时这些人呢他们的心里面对神的一个权柄他们并不是很敬重。
What happened because this group of people they despise the authority of God.
所以呢他们就挑战摩西他的领导的权柄。
Therefore they challenge the leadership of Moses.
可是更实在一件事情呢是他们挑战神在他们中间的作为
Actually what they challenge is God directly
所以呢神就做了一件奇事
Therefore God did something new
让地开口
Which is let the earth open up its mouth
所以这些人呢在两天之这些人呢在一天之内就被吞到地里面
Within a day this group of people were swallowed alive
250人
There are 250 people
和他们的家眷
And their belongings
那第二天
Next day,
那在那个旷野地
in the following day in the desert,
继续有其他的百姓
there are still other Israelites,
对于摩西他所做的这件事情很不以为然
were not happy at what happened.
他们觉得摩西好像杀害了这些属神的百姓
they blame Moses for these people's death.
可是他们的心里面不明白这是神要显出他们藐视神的一个情形
Because they did not understand that happened because God just wanted to reveal the true condition of that group of people who despised him.
所以在旷野地突然就有瘟疫发生
Therefore, plague came upon them.
所以呢一天之内
In one day,
又有14,700人
14,700 people
得了瘟疫而死
contracted the disease and died.
所以呢神对于那些不敬畏他的人也有一些的作为
Therefore you see God will perform some work toward those who have no reverence toward him
可是弟兄姊妹神对 他儿女的作为如何。
But how is his word toward his own children?
我觉得神真的是很奇妙。
And I really feel he's so wonderful.
我们想想，当时，应该是说2000年前。
Picture this, 2000 years ago.
那有一天，天开了。
One day, heaven opened.
结果天上有声音说什么？
And there's a voice from heaven. What does it say?
我们思想一下。
Think about it. What did the heaven say?
天上有声音说什么？
What did the voice say?
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I have delight.
主耶稣来到世上。
Jesus came into the world.
当他要开始他的传道的事工的时候，
When he was about to start his ministry,
他就在那里受浸了。
And he was baptized first.
天开了。
And then the heaven opened on him.
那有声音说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
And they hear a voice from heaven says, This is my beloved son in whom I have delight.
这件事给我们每一个人带来非常非常大的帮助。
And this has greatly helped us.
你还记不记得？
Do you still remember?
当有四千人、五千人坐在耶稣面前的时候，
When there are 4,000 or 5,000 people sitting in his presence,
那主耶稣仰望着天，
Jesus looked up to the heaven,
祷告，
and he prayed.
拨开他手中的饼，
He broke the loaf that was in his hand.
发生了什么事？
What happened?
这些人全部吃饱了。
It fed the entire congregation.
这饼一拨开，
Once he broke the loaf,
一次四千人吃饱。
And one time he fed over 4,000 people.
一次五千人吃饱。
Another time 5,000 people with the loaf.
主耶稣他让我们的生命能够得到饱足。
Jesus satisfied our need.
各位再想想看。
And think even more, my brothers and sisters.
有一天，
One day,
圣殿里面的幔子，
The veil that's in the Holy of Holies,
那突然从上到下，
suddenly,
裂成两半，
it's ripped open all the way down.
那是什么时候？
When was that?
钉十字架的时候。
That when he was crucified.
主耶稣为我们每一个人，
for each one of us,
在那时候死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross.
我们的罪，
our sins,
从那个时候，
From that point and on,
全部被买赎了，
were completely redeemed.
这是他的作为。
And this is what he did for us.
还有一次，
And there's another time.
坟墓的石头突然滚开了，
And the stone that blocked the entrance of the grave suddenly got rolled away.
这是一件更奇妙的作为。
And that's something even more marvelous.
发生了什么事？
What happened?
耶稣复活。
Because Jesus was raised from the dead.
这件事情让我们有一个确据。
And so we now have the assurance.
你跟我的生命，
Your life and my life,
还不是短暂的生命，
It's not a temporary life. It's not short term.
你跟我的生命，
Instead, you and my life,
因为主耶稣，
Because of Jesus,
我们都有了永远的生命。
Now it's eternal.
啊，这是主耶稣给我们的赏赐。
And this is the gift that he has given to us.
何等奇妙。
How marvelous that is.
所以想想看这几个图景哈。
Think about these pictures.
红海开了。
The Red Sea got parted.
地开了。
The earth got opened.
天开了。
The heaven got opened.
饼拨开了。
The bread got opened.
幔子裂开了。
The veil got opened.
石头滚开了。
And the rock got rolled away and opened the grave.
你有没有想过，就是说，如果当时我们在那里的时候，我们会有怎样的感受？
Have you ever thought about if you were right there when these things happened, how would you feel?
我相信主耶稣今天做这些事情在我们身上。
And I believe the Lord has done so many things in our lives.
有一件事情，他要我们回应他。
And there's one thing he wants from us is to have response.
就是十一章第一节讲到的。
In what manner? In the manner stated here in chapter 11.
你要爱耶和华你的神。
It's to love the Lord your God.
那我们就是常常思想的时候，就要常常把我们里面对他的爱回应给他。
Therefore, more we think about what he has done, the more we should give to him the love.
因为他先爱了我们。
Because he has first loved us.
慢慢我自己开始会面对一些事物的时候
And when I am dealing with more and more issues in life
那我就觉得说、啊、我的人生也是这样子
And I feel that, you know, my life is like that too
那刚刚开始对神的认识或许不清
In the beginning, I may not know my God very well
让我看见一些事物的时候
Yeah, because things happened in my life
我也经历的时候
I started experiencing him
慢慢我会对他有一些回应
Gradually, I have response toward his love and works
我还想到就是说在、我读书的读研究所的时候在北卡
I remember、and when I was in grad school in North Carolina、
mm-hmm. 我一去呢我就买了一台车子
And I bought a car
那这台 车子非常的便宜
And it was a very cheap car
那大概750块
Only cost me $750
那加上保险大概100多块
With insurance, maybe another $100
1000块就把我的交通工具解决了
I solve all the problem of community,、the right problem with $1,000
的情况实在是不是很好
But I have to say the car wasn't in the greatest shape
常常会没有电
Sometimes the battery won't start.
我就必须叫学校的警察来帮我充电。
Then I have to ask the security guard to jump my car for me.
有时候呢，他因为我想节省一些经费，我就自己换机油。
And because I try to save money, so I change oil on my by myself.
有时候你知道，一下雨一潮湿，我那个车顶的棚子就会自动垂下来。
When it rained heavily, the top of my, the roof of my car would cave in on me.
可是这辆车呢，我开的啊非常起劲。
But I really love my car.
我每个礼拜天就开着它去教会。
I would drive that little car to church every Sunday.
大概32迈左右。
About 32 miles each way.
每次开了我都觉得说啊，真的是感谢主。
And every time I was in my car, I would say, Oh Lord, I thank you.
常常呢，我也用这辆车来服侍我的同学。
And I use that car to serve my friends a lot too.
我就用这辆不是很好的车带他们去教会。
So I take my friends to church with this little car.
有时候帮他们搬家。
Sometimes I move furniture for them with my little car.
那他们搬不走的东西就搬回到我的家。
The furniture they have nowhere to put that will be in my house, in my little room.
然后我还记得就是有一次我们有一个特别的聚会在外州。
I remember one time we would go out of state for a special conference.
那我负责那一那一个聚会有一个儿童的特别的话剧表演。
And I was in charge of a children's play that day.
所以一堆的道具全部在我的车上。
Therefore, all these things, the props and costumes were stuck in my car.
可是我从来没有想过说我的车会不会在中途就死了。
But I never had a question that I might, my car might stop halfway.
我只想到就是说、我要去服侍主。
All was in my mind that I'm going to serve the Lord.
所以呢来回也很平安。
Thank God,、both ways were very、smooth.
所以呢当我、来加州的时候。
Therefore, when I came to the California,
所以我还是把这辆车送给了别人。
Before I came to the California, I gave my car away to a friend.
我觉得主就从一些很小的事情让我能够来经历他。
And I think you know, God allows to experience his faithfulness through small things like that.
慢慢我觉得就是说很多时候东西呢并不是我去拥有它
And more and more I feel that I don't really own anything
而是呢神呢把它交给我
But God has entrusted me with things
所以呢好像我生活上很多的事物都是神加在我的身上
Therefore so many things in my life been given by God
到现在包含我的妻子包含我的小孩
Including my wife, my children
包含我们这个家庭我们所 住的地方
And the house we're in
我都觉得就是说神真的很看重他的儿女
And I really feel that God cherishes his children
所以他为所有的儿女预备一切
So he will prepare for his children everything they need
可能在我们还不认识神的时候
Even before we know him
我们会发心思
Before we know him we will just use efforts
我们去拥有这个拥有那个
try to get this to own that to buy that
可是我们从来没有想过说我们可以 为神来管理这一切的事物。
It never dawned on us that actually I can help to keep these things for God.
这是神最初所设立的一个旨意。
And that is actually in the will of our God.
就是让人来管理他所有的事物。
Which for us to manage his things.
我就想到就是说有一次这个犹太人的妻子。
I remember one time there was this Jewish wife.
那他们生活的非常的穷苦。
And they were, they lived poorly.
那他们有两个小孩。
And they had two children.
那有一天这两个小孩就突然死去。
One day these two children suddenly died.
那这个犹太的妇人呢就非常的有智慧。
And this Jewish wife was very wise.
然后她的丈夫回来之后。
When her husband returned home.
那她就跟她的丈夫讲。
She told her husband.
她问了他一个问题。
She asked him a question first.
他说，如果呢，有一个有钱人把两颗钻石放在你家。
If there is this rich man lay in your house two precious stones.
今天呢，这个有钱人呢，来到我们家，要把这两颗钻石拿回去。
And after a while, this rich man comes to your house, want to take back those two precious stones.
那你会怎么做？
What would you do?
结果这个先生跟他讲
So the husband says
既然是这样就赶快让他拿回去啊
If that's the case let him take those precious stones right away
所以呢妻子就跟他解释发生了什么原因
So then she explained to him what happened to the children
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
今天很多东西都是神放在我们手中极为宝贵的事物
We have to realize there are so many precious things that God has entrusted in our hands
在我们的手上我们要尽我们的力量去好好的管理
When they're still in our hands we have to take good care of them
一面我们享受神的爱
On one hand we enjoy what God has given to us
另外一面让神来享受我们的爱
On the other hand let God enjoy our service and love
那我讲到第二个重点就讲到就是说我要见证主我的神
And the second point I want to mention through this passage is that I will witness for the Lord my God
特别讲到我们今天还有许多的征战
It talks about specifically there are so many battles for today
对我们有一个态度
Therefore we need to have this attitude
我们要听命
Is to listen to him
我们要谨守神的诫命
And to keep his commands
不但如此我们要去遵行
Not only that we have to carry out his commands
我们来念十一章的第二节
That's reverse two of this passage.
你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话，因为他们不知道，也没有看见耶和华你们神的管教，威严大能的手和伸出来的膀臂。在这边呢，他特别讲到，就说你们今日当知道。
Here says, remember today.
我本不是和你们的儿女说话。
Your children were not the ones who saw and experienced.
神每一次说话
So every time when God speaks,
就是向我
He speaks to me directly.
也就是向你个人
Which means speaks to each individual directly.
来说话
He speaks.
那不像别人
He's not speaking to other people.
所以当我们听到神向我们说话的时候
So when we hear God speaking to us,
我们一定要听见
We have to be able to hear that.
不但听见
Not only just hear it.
我们来念第八节
That's reverse eight.
所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们长壮，能以进去得你们所要得的那地。这里就讲到，就说你们要守我今日所吩咐你们的一切诫命。
Here says, observe therefore all the command I'm giving you today.
有一件事情当我们做的时候
There's one thing when we do something
可以让我们的胆壮
Which will make us brave
使我们可以刚强壮胆
And to have the strength to go in
去做神所要我们做的事
To do what God wants us to do
十三节
Verse 13
让我们再一起来读
Let's read it together
你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命爱耶和华你们的神尽心尽性侍奉他好那接下去呢会有一些事情发生
And here in verse 13 says If you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul then something is about to happen
那 这里讲到一件事情，就是当我们听见，然后持守，然后呢去遵行的时候。
Here talk about one important thing. When we hear from God, we observe His commands, and when we try to faithfully obey the commands.
那这里有一个征战呢，是神在主导的征战。
You see, then we are right in the middle of a battle that's in charged by God.
那我们在这个征战里面，当我们这样去做的时候
，And when we faithfully follow what God is doing，
我们知道一件事情
，We know for sure，
神的话是我们的保障
，That His words will be our protection。
那他的话也使我们能够刚强壮胆
，And His words will be our strength。
他的话让我们可以忠心侍奉
，And His words will enable us to serve Him faithfully。
我们看第三章《生命记》第三章二十二节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22.
生命记第三章二十二节，翻到了我们就一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你不要怕他们，因为你征战的是耶和华你的神。好，因那为你征战的是耶和华你的神。
The Lord your God himself will fight for you.
所以我们发现就是当以色列百姓他们要进迦南之前。
So what happened to Israelites right before they entered into the land of Canaan?
神要他们去征战。
God wanted them to go through battles.
可是呢神也让他们知道一件事。
But also God let them know clearly.
为他们征战的是神。
It is the Lord who fight for them.
有一件事情呢就在我们的里面我们必须相信。
And this is something we need to believe in our heart.
如果我们里面不信的话
If we don't have the faith in me,
有一件事情会发生
Something will happen.
就是我们会胆怯
That is, we'll be afraid.
我们会恐惧
We'll have fear.
我们会不愿意去承受神的祝福
We'll be unwilling to receive the blessing he's about to give.
所以我们就躲避
Then we'll try to hide.
慢慢的当我们回头明白的时候可能已经来不及了
And it will probably too late once we figure out what happened
就像以色列人他们明白、原来这是神要他们去征战的时候
And just like what happened to Israelites They finally realized why God had them go through battles
那他们就凭着自己的血气去征战
And when they fight They try to fight with their own strength
结果并不是很好
And the result wasn't very good
所以当我们一开始听见神的话
So what happens is when we first hear the word of God
我们就应该去遵行
We need to carry it out right away
我就想到我侍奉的过程里面
And then I thought about things happened to me in the days of my serving the Lord
去年刚刚在你们中间 去年
Last year,
来到你们中间分享的时候
I came to your meeting and shared
那时候我刚刚结束我在台福传播中心的服事
And that was time I just finished all my service in another organization
事实上呢我开始要开始另外一个新的服事呢只有一天的时间
And there's only one day in between my next service
那这一天的时间呢也是在我还没有离职之前我就知道的
And I knew before I finished the first ministry before I joined the second ministry there's only one day difference
那只因为我心里面呢感受到就说主他在这件事情对我一定有引带
And because I trust the Lord knows what he's doing he's leading
所以即便有一天的时间 part time 的工作我都愿意去
And even though there's one day gap and I'm willing to work even part time on that particular day
所以我就去
So I did
那同样的那你说那你的家庭生活怎么办
And then you may say, how about your family?
那神呢也很特别的在那个时候就为我的妻子毕双预备了一份工作。
And God has also in the same time prepared a job for my wife, Ruth.
慢慢更奇妙的就是两天三天。
And then 2 days, 3 days.
最后呢发生一件事情就是我面对一个不容易的挣扎。
And then Later on, I faced this very difficult struggle.
因为当我面对一个全职的事工，就是说，这个机构愿意给我一个全职的事工的时候
，When an organization wants to hire me full time to serve,
那我碰到的是我没有办法接受。
However, the problem is I cannot accept that offer.
其中的某一些的条件跟一些的、啊、服事的配搭。
And because the arrangement in that particular ministry is something I cannot accept.
所以心里面常常挣扎。
Therefore, I struggle a lot during that period of time.
有一次我开车、从 Chino 60号回到家里的时候。
And when I returned home、from Chino on Freeway 60.
在车上的时候。
When I was in my car.
那突然就有一个声音
Suddenly a voice appeared
那就问我就说到底我在服侍谁
And ask me who are you serving
我是在为我的生活在服侍呢
Are you serving for the need of your life
还是在服侍神
Or are you serving God
那我是都可以接受呢
And can I just be recipient
还是我只是要单单的要神
Can I just be receptive to all situations and arrangements, or do I only accept God?
所以在整个转换的过程里面
Therefore, during that transitional period,
我只感受到一件事情
And only one thing I felt.
我是一个很软弱的器皿
That I'm nothing but a weak vessel.
但神会保守我
But God has kept me.
之后我没有接受那一个工作
Finally, I turned down that offer.
那是我非常喜欢的工作。
And the offer related to a job I like very much.
那当然我就换到另外一个现在我自己的服事。
And therefore I moved on, I'm where I am now.
目前我的服事呢是在一个神学图书馆来服事主。
Currently I'm serving in a library of a seminary.
那整个过程里面我觉得我一直在适应。
And in this process, I'm keep on adjusting myself.
人家会问你说你在图书馆做什么。
People always ask me, what do you do in the library?
到底有什么益处。
And what's the significance of that?
好像也说不上来。
And I cannot even fully explain it.
可是呢在整个过程里面我知道就是说我一直在适应那我知道我是不配的器皿
And in this entire process I'm adjusting myself constantly and knowing the fact that I'm not worthy of God
那神一直纪念我
But God has remembered me
我二月到这一份新的工作
And reported to this new job in February
我也蛮喜欢他的
And I liked it
那我也觉得说服侍神的仆人真的是一件很美的事
And I really consider it a beautiful thing to serve other servants of God.
特别跟他们在一起的时候
Especially when we gather together.
好像慢慢的神所给我的一些东西我可以用在他们的身上
And gradually I was able to serve them with the things that God has done in my life.
为什么我说神纪念我
Why did I say God has remembered me?
你知道到这一份工作上面有他的、啊、专业的需求。
You know, there is professional requirement on this job I have.
还不是管理。
Not regarding management or administration.
也还不关于神学。
Not just theology.
图书馆所关于的就是图书馆的专业。
And the profession of library is a very unique profession.
对我来讲，我没有。
Something I never had before.
那我也不知道要怎么开始。
Neither do I know how to start it.
那神就很奇妙的一件事一件事为我安排。
But amazingly, God made arrangement for me one after the other.
有一件事情在我一生我都觉得不太可能的。
And there's one thing I always felt was impossible.
就是说、我必须用英文、啊、来服侍这些人或是用英文来处理我。一些的事物
is that I need to handle everything at my job in English.
所以呢，我愿意承担这样的一个侍奉。
But I'm willing to take up that responsibility.
可是我觉得，就是说神他还必须给我一些能力。
But I feel that God needs to be my strength.
不然的话，我想我可能也做不久。
Otherwise, I don't think I can keep that job too long.
所以。我发现神 一个门一个门的打开。
And then I noticed how God opened one door after the other for me.
那今天我在、这个 San Jose State University, 我就是去进修这个图书馆的学位。
Now I'm studying the major of、that particular library profession in San Jose State University.
那 我是很紧张的。
I'm nervous.
因为这个实在对我有一些的困难。
Because I thought it's a difficult task.
可是我就是说我是不配的器皿。
But all I can say is, yes, I'm unworthy.
那 神会纪念，他会保守。
But God will remember me and He will keep me.
那因为他已经把这个门都打开。
Since He has opened up the door for me.
啊，我唯一要做的事情就是去忠心服事。
All I need to do is to faithfully keep His command.
能不能通过
？Whether I will pass or not.
那我相信属主的器皿。
And I believe a vessel that belongs to the Lord.
他要使用。
He will use.
所以这里讲到就是说我们。好像要进到那个迦南地之前
，and therefore, just like Israelites, before they enter into the land of Canaan,
那神呢，他要装备我们。
He has, they, God must first equip them.
我们要听见。
So we need to hear the word of God.
听见他的命令。
Hear His words.
遵守他的命令。
And then keep His words.
照着他的命令去行。
And faithfully obey His commands.
那最后讲到就是说我要纪念主我的上帝。
And last point I want to share with you is to I remember the Lord my God.
特别讲到我们将来的盼望。
It speaks of my future hope.
我们要不断的思念。
We'll constantly consider this.
要教导。
We will teach.
而且要不断的来回应回忆主的爱。
And continuously respond to His love.
好，我们来读第九章。第十一章的九到十一节。
Okay, let's read same passage, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 9 to 11.
对，第九到十一节，我们一起来读。并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔上得以长久，那是牛奶与蜜之地，你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。好，这里讲到一件事情。
Here says one thing，
就是他们要过去得为业的那地。
This is in verse 11, the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of.
有山有谷。
It's a land of mountains and valleys.
雨水滋润之地。
That drinks rain from heaven.
好像他们所得的都不是他们用手得来的。
Therefore, they are about to receive a land not worked upon by themselves.
是神眷顾他们的。
But something that God has cared for.
所以呢，十二节讲到就说是耶和华你们神所眷顾的。
Therefore it says, it is a land the Lord your God cares for.
从岁首到年终，你耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
我们再来读十四节到十七节。
Let's read from verse 14 to 17.
他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油，也必使你们吃得饱足，并使田野为你们的牲畜长草。你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路去侍奉敬拜别神。耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就使天必塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐你们的美地上速速灭亡。在我们的个人生活里面
，Therefore in our own life，
我不知道，我们如果有一笔钱
，I don't know if there's a sum of money，
那我们称它为本金
，We call it principal。
那如果我们把这个本金放在银行里面
，And if we deposit the principal in a bank，
那很自然的我们都会要什么
？Naturally, what is coming out of it？
要利息，对不对
？Interest, isn't it？
那我不知道我们中间有没有人。只要利息，要到最后本金不要的。
Is anybody would just careful about the interest and care about the principal at the end?
你说好了好了，我不要我的本金了，反正给我利息就可以。
You may say, oh, the interest is good enough for me. I don't even care about my principal.
我觉得当我在看这段经文的时候
，So when I read this passage,
神呢实在是放了一笔很大的本金在我们的里
面。And I feel that God has deposited this big sum of principal in our life.
就是那个。牛奶与蜜之地。
It's the land that's flowing with milk and honey.
我相信在我们每个人的里面都有。
And I believe this is something we each one has.
那这也是神要赐给我们的。
And this is something God desires to give.
常常我们人呢，在一无所有的时候。
And many times when we feel that we own nothing.
那我们很容易来依靠神。
Then that's the time easy for us to rely on the Lord.
因为求了很多人都没，他们都不愿意帮助我们。
Because we can't find help from man.
所以呢，我们在那个时候特别容易依靠神。
Because then it will become the easiest time for us to trust God.
可是呢，在那个时候从来没有想过一生要来跟从神。
But maybe at that time we didn't think of following him all the days of our life.
那人从神呢得到一些利益的时候。
And once we receive some benefit from the Lord.
那我们也很容易诉说啊，神多好，神多美。
And it's easy for us to tell others what a great God I have.
可是呢，我们好像也没有想过说我们一生要来见证神。
But even we may telling people that, we may not make a decision that I will follow the Lord all my days.
那如果人拥有利益的时候呢
？And when we receive interest from God,
那人就很容易忘记神。
It's very easy for us to forget about Him.
那为什么这样说呢
？Why do I say this？
因为我觉得我自己，每一次呢都是一个关口一个关口过来。
Because when I look at myself, how I go through each bottleneck from bottleneck。
学业是一个关口。
For example, my school。
工作呢也是一个关口。
My job。
那配偶呢也是一个关口。
And my spouse。
儿女也是一个关口。
My children。
生活也是一个关口。
And living now,
好像呢，我得到一个东西的时候
，It's like once I receive something,
好，我就会好像会把神先放一边。
After I received it, I will set God aside for a while.
那又经过一个学习，一个学习。
And then I will learn from there and on.
慢慢才会知道，原来神是要这样对我。
And then gradually I realize this is how God wants to deal me with.
把我带回到神的面前。
So that He can bring me back to Him.
那好像有了一个新的工作。
And if I get a new job,
那慢慢慢慢慢又把神放在一边。
And gradually I will forget about him.
那就以我的工作为先。
And I have put my job as first priority in my life.
我发现神又在调整我。
And then God will change me gradually.
那让我可以以他为重。
So that I will put him first.
所以呢一个关口一个关口过去之后。
Therefore, experience after experience,
就让我这个人可以来思念神。
I can come to think of him more.
让我不会把神很容易的就忘去。
And it become less easy for me to forget him.
其实当我大学的时候。
And when I was in college.
我看那教会的那些长子啊。
And when I look at the elders and deacons in my church.
其实我有时候也不以为然。
Sometimes I don't really admire them too much.
我觉得说有小孩又怎么样。
I was like, so what you have children?
有小孩就可以迟到吗
？Just because you have children, so you can be late for church?
那我大学生我都是很容易嘛。
It's easy for me, a college student, to say that.
可是等我自己有小孩的时候
，When I have my own children,
啊，神啊，真的是要原谅我。
I will say, Lord, please forgive me.
实在是不容易。
It is indeed is not easy to be on time.
我才想到说啊，他们能来聚会就实在是不错。
And now I will think it actually is good they even show up in the church.
因为常常就是像我出门哈，我们家有两台车。
I have two cars. We have two cars.
那还比较不会有冲突。
So that will be easy for me to be on time.
所以我就开了我车，我就走了，我不管他们。
I will just leave them behind and just drive to church when it's time for meeting.
可是如果我们家只有一台车的话
，What if we only have one car？
你想想看会发生什么
？Imagine what will happen in our house.
我要赶时间。
I am in a rush.
他要照顾小孩。
But she needs to take care of kids.
每次出门的时候，小孩就有状况。
And every time we're about to leave, children will have accidents.
所以我有了这个经历，我就体会到，就说哦，原来那时候。我觉得好像他们不怎么样，可是现在我就觉得说很亏欠。
And now looking back, I feel sorry that I actually judged those people back then.
可是呢，同样的就是说，不断的叫我能够来思想的一件事就是神。
But at the same time, I'm learning to think about God more and more.
那在这段的经文里面呢，我们再要来读的是18节到21节。
In this passage, verse 18 to 21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们要将我这些话存在心内，留在意中，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，又要写在屋的门框上，并城门上，使你们和你们子孙的日子，在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们的地上得以增多，如天覆地的日子那样多。好，我们就读到这里哈。这里讲到一件事情。
Here tells us one thing.
讲到一个家庭的生活。
The family life.
我不知道我们多么容易能够忘记神。
I don't know how forgetful we are about God.
你想忘记神要花多少的时间
？How long would take you to forget him？
有没有人有时间
？Who can tell me？
忘记神需要多久的时间
？How long does it take us to forget about God？ In instance。
所以我在看这段经文的时候
when I read this passage,
那特别讲到就是说他们以色列百姓他们进去的那地
It talks about specifically the land they enter into.
那是神所赐给他们那地
It's the land that God has given to them.
那我们来看《生命记》那个第六章二十到二十四节
Deuteronomy chapter 6Verses 20 to 24.
对不起，是第八章哈。
I'm sorry, chapter 8.
十七节。
Verses 17.
到十九节。
To 19.
那这节的经文的背景呢
？The background of this passage.
那特别讲到，就是说他们已经进了那地之后。
It's after they enter into the land.
那在原本他们有的房屋之外
And in addition to the house they own
那他们又建了一些的房子
They build additional buildings
那他们也有了一些他们自己的耕种的东西
And they have planted many crops
那他们还有一些的钱财啊什么之类的
And they have other wealth accumulated
我们从十七节开始念到十九节
Let's read this together
恐怕你心里说这货财是我力量我能力得来的你要纪念耶和华你的神因为得货财的力量是他给你的为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约像今日一样你若忘记耶和华你神随从别神侍奉敬拜你们必定灭亡这是我今日警戒你们的神的爱啊是很深的。
God's love is very deep.
在他呢他是一个信实的神。
He is faithful.
所以他守约施慈爱。
So he will keep his word and be loving and kind.
有一件事情呢就是不希望他的儿女忘记他。
But there's one thing he doesn't like is that he doesn't want his children to forget him.
我不知道今天有没有做儿女的把自己的父母给忘记。
I don't know if there any children will forget their parents.
我想如果有的话这是一件非常悲惨的事
If so, that's something very sad.
那如果这件事情发生在我们跟神之间的关系上面的话
And if this happened to our relationship with God
对神来讲他是很伤心的
And to God, that's a grief.
那对我们来讲呢是一个极大的损失
And to us, it's a great loss.
所以呢在我们这边看的时候我就看到就是说好像呢忘记耶和华一代之间就可以过去
To me, reading this passage to me is like one generation can easily forget God
好像上一代他们见证了神的作为
It's like their forefather may witness what God has done
可是呢下一代呢他们不觉得这是神的作为
But the next generation may easily forget him
所以在这边呢十一章刚刚我们读的这段经文呢他就给我们一个劝勉
Therefore, in chapter 11, it advises us.
那特别呢，这些劝勉呢，它分成了两个部分。
And there are two parts in this advice.
一个呢是对父母的劝勉。
One's to the parents.
那一面呢也有对子女的劝勉。
One's to the children.
对父母的劝勉呢，对我的感受就是，我们要常常将那些感恩的事项写下来。
To me, that we should write down the things we give thanks for.
那将一些征战的事实也写下来。
And to record the facts of many battles we go through.
为什么要写下来？
Why do we want to bother to write them down?
因为我们实在太容易忘记。
Because we're just too forgetful.
如果我们一忘记，我们就不知道该怎么说了。
And because once we forget, we don't know how to tell others.
那常常说的时候就是我怎么样我怎么样。
And instead of talking about God, we may bragging about ourselves instead.
我们忘记了那个是神的作为。
And we may forget actually it's the work of God.
所以当我们有特别的事都写下来的时候。
Therefore, if we keep a record of all the unique things that God has done.
那我们在特别的日子我们就可以陈述。
Then we can recite those events in special days.
好像可能别人为你祝寿的时候
，Maybe on your birthday，
八十大寿
，80th birthday，
那你可以就拿出你的账本来
，Then you take out all the records，
借着那个祝寿的机会
，And use that opportunity，
告诉他们神做了什么事在你的身上
，To tell others what God has done for you in your life，
你有一个本子
，Because you have a record，
你可以说
，So you can tell，
可是如果你没有本子的话
，But if you don't have the book。
八十岁，我想可能很多事情我们也都把它放在一边去。
We may have forgotten many things when we come to the age of 80.
那下个礼拜感恩节。
Next week is the week of Thanksgiving.
我们可以把可能过去我们这一年特别重要的事也写下来。
And then we can also have recorded all the important things this year.
那下个礼拜的感恩聚会，你可以在。弟兄姊妹可以在聚会里面彼此的分享。
So when we gather together next week, we can share with one another what God has done.
所以在我们一生的年日里面，有很多的机会来诉说神的爱。
So there are many opportunities we can tell people about His love.
我们来看《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
二十节到二十四节。
Verses 20 to 24.
对不起，今天念的经文很多哈。
I apologize for reading so many scriptures today.
我们一起来念第六章二十节开始哈。
Let's read it together, chapter 6, verse 20 and on.
日后你的儿子问你说耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思你就告诉你的儿子说我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上将我们从那里领出来要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地把这地赐给我们耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例要敬畏耶和华我们的神使我们常得好处蒙他保全我们的生命像今日一样好所以呢我们做儿女的有一件事情很重要。
Therefore, for children, there's one thing very important.
我们要问我们的父母。
Is that we need to ask our fathers.
你们为什么要信神
？Why do you believe in Jesus?
你们为什么要做这些事情，要来服侍神
？Why do you serve in the house of God?
当我们这样问的时候
，When we ask them questions like that,
我们会明白我们父母所信的神是哪一位神。
Then we may come to the God that my parents believe.
因着我们父母的经历
Because of their experiences.
那我们蒙受神的益处
Then we can receive some benefit from God.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
在我们的家庭里面
In your home.
父母要教导儿女
Parents have to teach children.
不要忘记神
That they will not forget God.
儿女呢要问
And for children, question and ask your parents.
为什么我们要信神
？Why do we have to believe in God？
神到底做了什么事情
？What has God done for us？
另外有一层更大的生活
，And there's a greater level to this。
那就是教会的生活。
That is the church life。
我们来看十一章二十二到二十五节。
Chapter 11, verses 22 to 25。
我们一起来读你们若留意谨守遵行我所吩咐这一切诫命爱耶和华你们的神行他的道专靠他 他必从你们面前赶出这一切国民，就是比你们更大更强的国民，你们也要得他们的地，凡你们脚掌所踏之地都必归你们，从旷野和黎巴嫩并伯大河直到西海都要做你们的界，必无一人能在你们面前站立得住，耶和华你们的神必照他所说的使惧怕惊恐临到你们一切所踏之地的居民。神在这里看我们呢，是一个群体。
When God looks at us, He looks at us as one, a corporate body.
神不单单祝福个人家庭。
He doesn't just bless individual family.
他祝福整个的教会。
But the church as a whole.
我们在这里就是神的一个群体。
Therefore, when we are together, we are one unit.
所以我们每次在这里的时候。
So whenever we gather together,
我们就是一起在这里纪念神。
We're here to remember God together.
我们不敢把神给忘了。
We dare not forget our God.
那我们就是在这里一同纪念他。
And we're here to remember Him together.
神分别我们出来要做，使我们成为一个圣洁的国民。
God has set us aside to be His holy nation.
他有极大的祝福是要给我们这个群体。
And He desires to bless us richly as a whole.
所以我们全教会要一同来纪念。
Therefore, whole church shall remember God together.
怎么纪念呢？
How do we remember God?
我来到这个教会。我觉得有一个聚会最重要。
I realize there's one most important meeting in all church meetings.
就是每个礼拜我们有擘饼的聚会。
Which is the meeting of the breaking of bread.
每一次擘饼呢，我们都是在纪念主。
Because every time when we come to that meeting, we come to remember the Lord.
个人。
Individually.
你来到擘饼聚会。
When you come to this meeting.
那你在这里，你纪念谁？
Individually, you remember God.
弟兄姊妹知道你在那里纪念神。
And all the brothers and sisters around you know that.
家庭。
A family.
你把你的孩子一起带来。
When you bring along your children.
那在这里，整个家庭一起纪念神。
When you come to this meeting, your whole family are remembering the Lord together.
你的儿女会看到你。在这里纪念神。
Your children will witness the fact that you are remembering your God.
你会看到你的儿女在这里纪念神。
And you will also see your children remembering the Lord.
整个教会我们一起在这里纪念神。
And when we gather together, the whole church is remembering the Lord.
所以擘饼聚会的时候，我们就可以一同述说经历神的爱。
Therefore, in that particular meeting, we can come together and talk about and sing of the love of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活哈，实在跟世人没有太大的差异。
And sometimes you may think there's not much difference in our living versus the living of the worldly people.
唯一的差异就是我们有神。
But the one difference is that we have God in life.
神借着我们的经历跟世人一样的经历。
And through our experiences, which many worldly people may have similar experiences,
叫我们可以更多的来认识神。
Through our experiences, we can come to know God more.
来敬畏神。
And to have fear for Him.
最后我们来读生命记三十二章。
Lastly, let us read Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第七节到第九节。
Verses 7 to 9.
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
你当追想上古之日，思念历代之年，问你的父亲，他必指示你；问你的长者，他必告诉你。至高者将地业赐给列邦，将世人分开，就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。我们都是神的产业。
For we are His inheritance.
神是我们的产业。
And God is also our inheritance.
神，他实在是乐意他的儿女来亲近他。
God is glad when we gather together to come close to Him.
那我们也是要来常常亲近他。
And therefore we should be coming to Him more often.
如果你刚刚经历出埃及的日子那种情形。
If you were one of the Israelites who just came out of Egypt,
那在我们的里面我们要感恩。
I believe then we are full of thankfulness.
如果我们正在往迦南的路上前进，
If we're now on our way to the land of Canaan,
啊，我们要维持见证。
Then we need to keep the testimony.
勇于征战。
And be brave in battles.
如果我们觉得我们的日子已经在迦南地了，
If we feel our spiritual condition is in the land of Canaan,
那我们要起来侍奉。
Then we shall get up and serve him.
不要忘记得力量的能力呢是从耶和华而来的。
Don't forget, our strength is from the Lord.
那是上帝赐给我们的。
It's a gift from God.
我想我早上的交通见证就到这里。
And my sharing for the morning ends here.
那我们可以啊再唱刚刚那首诗歌。
Let's sing the song one more time. 211.